Derek Warren here with Visit Effingham's Jody Taylor. Once again, thanks for joining me today.
Yeah, thanks, Derek.
We're pretty much out of January now. We're into February, and it looks like the events are kicking back up again. So
yes.
What do we have on tap?
Yeah, we've got a lot of stuff happening in February. So I like to just start off with the Effingham Performance Center's, what they've got going on, because they always have a good rundown of stuff in those winter months for you to do. So the first one is the Hee Haw Honey Reunion. So
yeah, I saw something about this.
If you're a fan of Hee Haw, I would imagine they'll have an older crowd there maybe that night, but I think it'll be a fun one. That's February 6th at 7 p.m. So okay. Tickets are still available there. I think it will be a really fun nostalgic show.
February 6th, that's Friday?
Yes.
Okay.
Yep, that's coming up. And then on Saturday, next Saturday, Mike Super 2.0. So that's February 7th at 7 p.m. And Mike Super was here last year. He is an illusionist, and he does comedy. It's a really family-friendly show. I think we're going to take the kids to it. I know everybody that went last year was just amazed at the things that he could do. So if you don't have anything to do on February 7th, I would highly recommend taking the kids to see Mike Super. It's going to be a really, really cool show.
Yeah, it sounds like it. I'm always interested in the ones that kind of all do a sleight of hand with what they do on stage.
The illusions really cool. are crazy. And I think he brings people up on stage every once in a while, too, to kind of help him do that stuff. So, yeah, really... I heard just rave reviews last year, so we're really excited to try it out this year.
Cool.
So
glad he's back.
Yeah, recommend that one. Aaron Lewis is also back again. His live show is February 12th at 7 p.m., so that'll be another show. Okay. I know that show usually ends up selling out, so there are tickets available, but if you are interested in that, I would get those soon. And then on February 14th, so we have a lot of stuff going on Valentine's Day, so kind of something for everyone. But direct from Sweden, the music of ABBA. So if you love the band, you should definitely take your Valentine to see that on February 14th at 7 p.m. Tickets are still available for that, too. But I know that's going to be a really good show. They're a really good tribute band. It's going to be fun.
Cool. And that's on Valentine's Day.
That's on Valentine's Day. Yep, absolutely. February 14th. And then on Dinosaur World Live is coming up on February 20th at 7 p.m. They've been here to the Effingham Performance Center a few times. We've taken our kids to see this. It is a really cool show for kids. If they like dinosaurs, they bring a T-Rex out on the stage and these dinosaurs are moving around. And after the shows, they usually take the baby dinosaurs out so the kids can see them up close and they can pet them and stuff like that. So again, if your kids like dinosaurs, I would highly recommend hitting up Dinosaur Live.
Definitely. Dinosaur lovers unite for that one.
Absolutely, yes. Floyd Nation will be on February 21st at 7 p.m. It's actually the 50th anniversary of Wish You Were Here. And it is a laser light show with the music of Pink Floyd. Something like this came, and it might have been the same one, came quite a few years ago to the Effingham Performance Center. My husband and I went. It was really cool. Like, the laser light show was cool. The music was great. So it's a really fun time.
Cool. Yeah, I know Pink Floyd's always known for that. So the tribute band is obviously going to try
yes,
to replicate that.
Absolutely.
That's really cool.
Yes. And then they have something coming up that's really neat. It's called Dominate the Storm with Dr. Reed Trimmer. And he's an extreme meteorologist. And he's going to give insights on storm chasing. So, I mean, around here in the Midwest, everybody likes to stand outside and watch the tornado come. I think it's, he's going to bring all of his insights. He's a really, really known for the extreme meteorology. So I think it's going to be really interesting. So if you're interested in meteorology or you're interested in storms, I think this is going to be a really cool show.
Yeah, and we're getting closer to springtime, and that's whenever a lot of severe
storms
happen. So it's
absolutely.
Very
yeah,
well.
Yeah, great time. So that's going to be on February 26th at 7 p.m. And then the Barricade Boys are on February 27th at 7 p.m. And this is a high energy, it's going to be a high energy party with musical theater favorites. So if you like musical theater, these guys are going to be for you. Another really cool show. And then the last one for February is packed with shows at
yeah,
the EPC, which is great.
Calendar.
Yes. And this might be the best one yet. This is the Six String Summit. That's February 28th at 7 p.m. And this show, gosh, it's been going on for, I don't know, maybe 6 or 7 years, maybe longer. Marty Williamson puts on this show. It is a showcase of regional talent. It's featuring 6 outstanding guitarists, and then they have the Summit Band behind them. So just cool. The best of the best of this, you know, regional talent. They put on a great show. They've also got younger kids out there doing this, which is just so impressive to see. So it's a really, really good show. Tickets are super affordable for this. And it's just a great way to get into the Effingham Performance Center and to see some really great live music. So we really encourage people. That's February 28th at 7 p.m.
Right, yeah. EPC is really going through
this month. They are rocking. So they're probably very busy this month, but definitely check that out. All of that is on their website. It's on our website, too. And then we've got a lot of other really great stuff going on, too. On February 4th, there's at Village Wine and Spirits, the Post Music Works, they put on a open mic night every Wednesday. But on February 4th, which is coming up next week, they have a full band open mic night, which is always really cool to see the full bands out there. So, again, we have so much live music, and we don't even ever talk about all the live music that we have going on, and that's always on our website. This full band live music is always really, really fun to see.
Yeah, it's always nice to see full bands and stuff like this. It kind of showcases them, their talent.
Yes, absolutely. On February 7th, Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader Trivia is coming back to Tuscan Hills Winery. That's for Effingham County FACE. So that was supposed to happen in January, and then the snow kind of messed all that up, so they rescheduled it. So now this is happening on February 7th. From February 10th through the 21st, Wheat Penny is actually doing a Valentine's pop-up bar. So if anybody went to Wheat Penny for their Christmas pop-up bar, that was really fun, really cool. Now they've switched it all over. It's just normal right now, but they're going to switch it back over to Valentine's. So from February 10th through the 21st, if you're 21 and older, check out that. It's going to be really neat.
Awesome.
February 12th through the 14th is the Love Local Weekend in downtown Effingham. So this is a shopping event through the downtown area. You can grab a passport from one of the stores there. You get a stamp for every $10 purchase. You can collect 10 stamps and be entered in for a drawing for a chance to win a gift card to a participating store. So, again, if you might need a gift for your Valentine, or maybe you're just, it's the wintertime and what else is there to do but shop, definitely shop downtown February 12th through the 14th. On February 13th, there is a Galentine's Day event at the Wandering Whistler. So, they're inviting you to just, you know, bring your girlfriends, head to the Wandering Whistler and just enjoy their cozy vibes down there. If you haven't been to the Wandering Whistler, it's a really cool place. You can play games, you can have drinks and eats. It is it's a neat place. So the Galentine's Day event is a great excuse to go out there.
Yeah, definitely.
February 13th and 14th is going to be Firefly's Valentine's Weekend Tasting. If you've never been to one of Firefly's tastings, they are amazing. I know the chefs there spend a lot of time working on these tasting menus, so you definitely need to get reservations, or I would recommend reservations on the 13th and 14th, but they'll have a special coursed menu that you will be able to have, and it's wonderful. There's actually a few other Valentine's dinners going on too. On February 14th, again, Village Wine is doing their annual Valentine's wine dinner with Table for 12. So again, you have to get tickets, but there'll be a coursed meal paired with wine at Village Wine.
Yeah.
And Table for 12 does great. Their food is amazing. So you'll definitely get a delicious meal with that. I know Lucia's is also doing a Valentine's dinner that you can get reservations and tickets for. Again, if you have not had Lucia's, their pizza, pasta, everything that they have there is just amazing. So if you're wanting to make reservations and have a special dinner out, Get those reservations now. It is almost February 1st, and that is going to go quickly. On February 14th, too, is the is Galentine's 80s Trivia at Tuscan Hills Winery. Okay. So that's super fun. That's going to be at 2 o'clock. So maybe you want to go out with the girls beforehand before you hit up one of these restaurants for a nice dinner. But 80s trivia is always fun.
Yeah.
So definitely. I think that'll be really, really fun. On February 14th, also at Tuscan Hills Winery, they have a Paint Your Partner night. So again, yeah, they've got so much going on there, but that'll be a fun event happening. February 15th, the winery has Winery Bingo. So they are, and on February 20th, they have a murder mystery dinner.
All month long.
Mardi Gras. Yeah, and those murder mystery dinners are so fun. So, again, if you're looking for something fun to do, those are really great. On February 17th, Village Wine is celebrating Fat Tuesday. So if you're getting ready for Mardi Gras, again, that'll be happening. And then last but not least, on February 21st, The Magic and Mischief is having a Love Bites, the Crimson Market and Masquerade Ball at the Tuscan Hills at the Convention Center. This is one that you can dress. They always have a market during the day, and that's free to get into. And then it's a ticketed ball in the evening at the Convention Center. Always really fun, very themed. So if that's something that you're into, definitely check that out on our website. There's plenty of other live music going on. Again, usually Fridays and Saturdays you can find live music here in Effingham. We've got all of that stuff on our calendar of events, which is at visiteffinghamil.com. And if you don't see your event on there, definitely submit the event or contact us at our office and we'll put that on there.
All right. Yeah, action-packed month and got all kinds of stuff going on. So don't let the snow dampen your spirit.
Absolutely.